Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, I asked the question, what does God need to do to get our attention? Listen closely today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're not out to win them, we're out to change them to the image of our dear Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the blood, death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you're not out to win them, you're out to change them from sin to right, from the unholy to the holy, to the unrighteous to righteousness. Why not do God's will, God's way? Nineveh had proposed financially, had prospered, should I say, and proposed financially to all vice and sinful pleasures with drinking and immorality prevailing. And so that's why I said purpose, because it became a purpose, but they proposed it to others, to one another. So it permeated the place. And that makes me ask this question. Proverbs 29:1 says, he that been often reproved shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. What does God need? What does he need to do to get our attention? Does he have to take a child? Now, if he takes a little one to heaven, that's for that little one's good, but you're going to be hurt. Will you be saved so as by fire? Does 1 Corinthians 11:30 and 31 need to be true for you to do right? Do you even believe it? There we read, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Now don't forget, in Corinth, you had all kind of problems there. Drinking, gossip, immorality. I mean, you name it, it was there, and it was seeping back into the church, back into their lives. And many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. In other words, they died before the Lord had really intended to bring them home. But then he adds in verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. In other words, if we'd do the wherefore and take care of it right now, get it confessed and get it forsaken, and then pray that it's not your children or your spouse that it will take to get your attention. Verse 32, there also of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, needs to be acted upon by you, by me, by all saved people. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Now, my friend, whether it is America, Israel, or any other nation, sin is a reproach to any people, the Bible tells us. And the consequences of doing wrong are greater than the short-lived pleasures when it's all over. For an example, they had all those sinful things in Nineveh that people laughed, enjoyed. But when it's over, it is laid waste and people flee from them. So my friend, Where are you in your Christian life? Do you not stand as you know you should stand because you're afraid of what people will say or think, or maybe what it might cost you in this life? You'll never pay more in this life than the glory that you'll share in heaven. This is the case with the church at Sardis and at Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3. They were the rich and happening churches. Matter of fact, Sardis has said that, says that you have a name that thou livest and art dead. What does that mean? Hey, this is the happening church. Man, they're alive. This church lives, man. Hey, it really swings. It lives. It has a name that thou livest. And the Lord says, in my sight, you're just as dead as a doornail. Laodicea, hey, we're increased with goods. We have need of nothing. And the Lord says, you're poor, you're wretched, you're blind, you're miserable, you're naked. Wow. The opposite of what they thought they were. And you see, they start doing church in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. And it costs them. It costs them greatly. You don't look back on those churches lovingly today, do we? Some people have lived their entire lives in sin and evil. But eternity will be as bad as the rich man in hell. You say, what do you mean? Well, remember the rich man in hell said, send somebody to my brothers that they might not come to this place? His prayer did not get answered. And by the way, it's 2,000 years later and he's still in that hell. That spirit won't cease to exist, but it will feel the pain that my body would feel if I was tormented and in a fire. Just remember, payday is coming. And so, my friend, when we look at these churches, some people think that we're crazy, but that's all right. That's all right. It's not what people think, it's what God thinks. You know, sometimes people say, well, you don't care what people think. Well, there's a yes and a no to that. Yes, I do care if they don't understand what we're doing when we're supposed to be on the same page. But no, I don't care when I'm following the Lord and they're mad at me for following the Lord and preaching the truth. You know, the greatest compliment that I get usually comes from my enemies. It really does. You say, well, what is that compliment? Well, as you know, we go verse by verse through a book of the Bible. That's the way I preach in my church as well as teach here. People say, well, he's just using the Bible to defend himself. And I've asked some of them, was that out of context that I read? Did I preach anything that was not there in that context being taught? Well, no, but you're defending yourself. I take that. I want to say, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. Because if the Bible justifies the way I'm living, praise God. Praise God. And their criticism has even helped me as well, because when they speak evil of you and say all matter of evil against you falsely for my name's sake, great is your reward in heaven. Now, God created the heaven and the earth and said it was all good each day. He said, and he saw that it was good. But he says, when he says something's great, the creator, when he says something's great, my friend, it is great. Wow. So I told people sometimes in kind of a joking way, but yet it's not that funny, is that perhaps I need to send a thank you letter to some of these people that have opposed the ministry of the Lord over the years in my life as well as in the life of other people who've tried to stand for God. So again, one should think this over. Because what you find was good cannot be found. Friends, health, and the goods and pleasures are all gone when you lay on that bed of death. One should ask the prodigal about it. he's accepted back. But he'll work for the elder brother. He perhaps mocked in his mind the old-fashioned ways and the hard work. He said, I'm going to have a fun time. Do you remember that story? And he does come home, and he's ashamed before his father when he comes home. He's been in the pigsty of sin. But when he come home, the elder brother was first upset. He wasn't going to go in. He says, look what you've done for this guy. He's spent all your living that you've given to him on riotous living and immorality and drinking and everything else. And now you give him a robe, you give him a ring, you give shoes on his feet. And you kill for him the fatted calf. You didn't do that for me. Gave him a big feast and party. You didn't do that for me. And the father says, yes, but all that I have is thine. See, he's got a ring. I opened that box and gave him a ring out of that jewelry box, but you've got the entire box is yours. Yeah, I killed a fatted calf for him, but don't forget, all the calves out there are yours. Yes, I took a robe out of the closet and gave it to him, but remember, all the robes in that closet are yours. Yeah, I put shoes on his feet, but remember, all the rest of the shoes in the closet are yours. And guess what? And I just like to think of this. He's accepted back into his father's house. But the next morning when he gets up, he's got to go out there and get behind the plow, behind that ox pulling the plow. And my friend, that's not a fun thing, and it doesn't smell good either. Okay. So I can imagine that older brother, and this is my mind sometimes gets a little crazy, but I can just imagine an older brother watching as that young brother's having to do all this work and saying, hey, is that a Ferrari you're behind? Maybe it's even better than that. Boy, starts naming off all these great cars and all that. And he's having fun. I don't think he did that, but boy, that would be like the difference. See, some are saved so as by fire, but others have all the reward because they remain true. Don't get so down on the elder brother. It's hard. And you found this in your own life that when you as a Christian, you're trying to do right, and other Christians that name the name of Christ are doing so wrong and in the world doing everything wrong, you feel like, what's the use? Oh, it's a great use. It was a great use for the elder son, and it can be a great use for you as well.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.